This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
So on Netflix, they have Twilight Zone episodes. I really like those. Some of them are kind of clunky, but others of them are awesome. They all feature people talking to each other from like 4 inches away from each other's face.
I'm really?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I think it's that era. Mm-hmm. Like if you watch entertainment movies, if you're like, well, man, you guys are right up in each other's faces. Wow. Stop it.
Back up.
But they had this one episode where this kid gets whatever he wants and he can banish people into space if he wants, if he didn't like them. Oh. So everybody's walking around this six-year-old boy like, whatever you want. Oh, that's real good. We're so glad you did that. And he makes him watch dinosaur TV shows. And everybody's like, that's a great show. Thanks a lot. We love this show.
So they don't get banished. That's interesting.
And it made me laugh. I think they were doing a send-up on like permissive parenting mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought if your parents, and maybe you have parents like this, but if they were always signed off on whatever you wanted, it would actually be kind of lonely as a child. If they're, yeah, good. We're glad you did that. Oh, good. You threw your food on the floor. Great. Mm. Wonderful. We love it when you throw a tantrum. It would actually be lonely. After, like, well, no, because that means it's just me. It's just me. And not to over-spiritualize stuff, but it is true. I mean, God's a father. If he happens to already agree with me on everything, where it's always like, yeah, whatever you want to do, it's fine. We'll just go ahead and it's permissible. Everything, you know, whatever you want to do. It's great. Kind of lonely. I think we're actually kind of yearning for a father that will say, hey, there are limits here because they're unhealthy. So you need to change. People can size you up instantly, real fast. I mean, you do that to people too, chances are. But the psychologist found out there's two things that people are looking for instantly to size you up. Two things.
This is good.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
And I tend to agree with them. One was, do I respect you? Or are you worthy of respect?
Mm-hmm.
The other is, are you worthy of trust?
Wow. Can you tell that when you...
I think so. I think that's what puts people at ease or not.
Okay.
Right off the bat. Because it can be a second.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can win on the respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in person, people don't implicitly trust me.
It's your...
Because of the way I look.
Really?
Yeah, I look like I'm plotting something. Devious. I'm too intense. I brood, all that sort of stuff.
You know what? I don't feel that from you, but I have been in the space when other people feel it, yes.
But that's a problem. For you,
yeah,
it's both. You get them both. You really do.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. That's why right off the bat people like you. And that's just a fact. But I think people were like, okay, you're instantly smart, and they instantly feel like they can trust you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so...
Well.
Not sure what the point of all this is. That, you know, no, this is what I was going to say. On the air, I think I can win people's trust,
mm-hmm.
but they don't think I'm confident.
Well, yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's different on the radio. Because that's what they say. Are you trustworthy? Are you competent?
Yeah.
And I think on the radio, they're like, I kind of trust this guy, but I don't think he knows what he's doing. You may have heard us yesterday. We were asking for this, like, good it's so cold jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's wintertime and everything. It's hard to come up with a good joke, I know. And we haven't done it yet.
No, we haven't.
Just to let you know, we've screened some of them.
And then we're still at the drawing board here, yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to come up with is something fresh and new, and I think it's like this. It'll go down like this,
okay?
I came up with this today. I was trying to illustrate what we're looking for.
All right.
It's so cold, I saw... three snowmen building a fire. Now, before you say that's not very funny, I know it's not. It's not even close to funny.
Then but what are you showing
here? Well, the point is that it's something that normally you'd be like, why? It would have to be really cold
mm-hmm.
because they normally like it cold.
Right.
But now they're...
They want so warmed up.
You flip it over.
Yeah.
So if you can use that maybe as kind of a blueprint and go from there. I know it's not funny.
If it's not funny, why would we use it as a blueprint?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying... To use, like, go with that idea, maybe come up with something better.
Because
that's not funny at all.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. I mean, why would they want to melt? That's how they live. So that doesn't... The point is, we can do better than this. By the way, we were just talking about cold weather and winter and stuff and how to deal with it. My plan is to whine about it.
You're sticking with that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it.
You unveiled that plan for us yesterday, and you've decided,
and it's
yes.
working pretty well.
Okay.
I think the energy that you expend when you're whining about stuff, like, works up a little heat.
Okay.
When I throw tantrums, that gets the blood moving
sure,
a little bit.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's working
you're
out.
You're stick with it. And again, I ask you, are you suggesting others should do this?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm just saying that whining, sometimes people are like, well, if you just toughen up,
mm-hmm.
no, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna whine about it. And it's working out pretty good.
Congrats.
Thanks. We are seated at a table in the Honesty Cafe. This is just where we ask you a question. Just want you to be honest about it. It's safe. Just munching on toast here, talking. Amy is on the phone. Wanted to ask you about imposter syndrome. This is very common. I just read an article about this. About feeling like people are going to figure out eventually that you don't know what you're doing. Whether it's your career or just being an adult in general or
yeah,
whatever.
Like, I kind of have a lot of the same struggles you do. Like, I don't know, sometimes feeling like a failure. And that crosses my mind sometimes. But, like, I just have to remember it's not about me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading the article and they were saying what to do about it. It was basically, remind yourself, you're good enough. And I was thinking, what I would have written as a conclusion is, remember, it's not about you.
Yeah.
But I think since this article wasn't coming from a particular viewpoint about God, it didn't have much to say. Other than, I think this is helpful that a lot of people feel that way, especially if you grew up thinking adults know what they're doing, mm-hmm. which most people do, and then you become an adult and you're like, I'm 35 now and I don't know what I'm doing.
I feel like that, yeah. I'm going to be 40 next month and I really don't know still what I want to be when I grow up. It uh-huh. sort of runs in my family a little bit too.
I don't ever think there's a there either. I don't, you know what I mean?
So there isn't.
Sometimes you're looking at mm-hmm. people and like, oh, they're there and they're not.
We were talking about getting older and feeling like eventually you'll know what you're doing and stuff.
They got it all together.
I think you can. I think one wonderful thing about getting older is you can go, wait, I don't even want to climb that hill. Mm-hmm. Whereas before it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get to the top, but they're like, wait a second. Is it really going to be that awesome? No, forget it. In fact, Sherry and I just had that conversation about something.
Yeah.
That she could totally dominate something. And I'm like, do you really want to? No.
And you only get that when you're older and you realize it doesn't matter. You get up to the top of that mountain and nobody cares, so just forget it.
Or can somebody help me get to the top?
Yeah.
I want to see what that looks like, but can somebody help push me up there?
A crane or something.
At this point, I'm not willing to put forth the effort. It's no surprise that Jesus ticked people off. I mean, think about it. Imagine sci-fi type question, Twilight Zone, here for you. Imagine a world where everybody collects marbles and some people spent their whole lives and they've got a million of them and other people have two. And then a guy comes along and says, it's not about marbles. You can't have enough. It's not going to work. It's not even about marbles. Now, who would think that was great news? People that have only amassed two. They just haven't been good at marbles.
Mm-hmm.
People who have been saving up a million and they have all the respect of the community. Look at the marble guy. He's incredible. That would be bad news for him. What are you talking about? Make you mad. I spent all my life doing this. I'm good at marbles. Here comes Jesus and he does the same thing with religiosity. Like thinking you can be pious. You're just so good. I've been so moral. And he comes along and says, no, you haven't. It's not what it's about anyway. God wants to know you. He wants your heart. He's not impressed by your outward signs of devotion. He's after the inside. Obviously, it's going to tick people off. That was their whole, you know, their whole self-image. Their esteem was all based on, I'm a good person. And it, you know what? The good news about Jesus still upsets those very people. We salute Tom Grodding. He is awesome. Tom Grodding of Minnesota. Tom Grodding freezes pants and then stands them up around the neighborhood, and it's pretty hilarious. He just has them like frozen pants gathered in groups.
Okay.
Or like it looks like somebody's walking, but it's just frozen, like groups of frozen pants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to me, I guess. Looking for more.
I don't have anything
I
for that.
I thought it was pretty cool.
But I understand why you like it.
I do. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. And he puts it around the parking meters too, so he likes to watch out the window
mm-hmm.
where people have to navigate around the frozen pants to try to put money in the thing. And I think that's funny too. But also funny to me is
I'm sorry. I'm clearly not giving you
his
what
his daughter's in high school, and they all know that her dad's the one that's putting the frozen pants around town.
Okay.
She finds that embarrassing.
Yes.
And I think that's funny.
I think I'm probably more on the same page as the daughter.
But that makes it funnier to me that you don't think it's funny. I like that. I like it. Hey, I guess this is a news update.
Okay.
Judge Judy, I need to say this because I just saw a poll about this.
Mm-hmm.
10% of college graduates need me to tell them this. Judge Judy is not on the Supreme Court of the United States.
College graduates?
They did a poll.
And, man.
They think Judge Judy is on the Supreme Court.
They went through 4 years of college. And Judge, wow.
I know. I know I'm kind of a nerd.
Uh-huh. That's true. But this
But if you ask me, Brent, name the 9 Supreme Court justices, I can.
Well, I don't expect them to name the 9, but I expect them
to
know.
Sherry.
Okay, Brent.
I expect everybody to do it right now.
Wherever you are right
seriously,
now.
Seriously, I know I have weird. And then there's areas of everybody knows and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yes.
But in this case, I mean, seriously?
I don't expect you to name the 9, but I do expect you probably
come on,
to
you
know
guys.
That Judge Judy's not
come
on there.
People are getting healthy. There's all these healthy meals that are on the menu now at all these places.
Mm-hmm.
Healthier options, healthy choices, healthy whatnot. And I guess unrelated news, McDonald's has just announced Choco Fries. So they're going a different direction.
As they are wanting to do, yes.
And if you're wondering, what are Choco Fries? Well, potato fries, but then drizzled in chocolate. So that's kind of a counterpoint to the whole
healthy thing.
Yeah, like okay, salad options, choco fries, and a large Coke. Just talking about McDonald's and eating out and stuff. The other day, so interesting. 2 nights ago, we had a big group dinner. Sherry was there.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry ordered Diet Coke with grenadines.
Yes, just grenadine.
Which, honestly, betraying my ignorance, I didn't know what that was until mm-hmm. you wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's cherry juice that you can, so it'd be like a cherry Diet Coke.
And she said, I was there, I was sitting next to Sherry, and she said, do you guys have grenadine? Yeah, we do. Do you have Diet Coke or whatever? Yeah, we do. Can I get a Diet Coke with grenadine? No.
We don't do that. Anymore.
But you have the grenadine, yeah. But... And I even asked, I interjected at that point, well, can you bring them both here and let Sherry do it? Nope. And it's just cherry juice?
It's just cherry juice. And they would, I don't know if they're rationing or what, but they just refused to do it. It was really funny.
It was really awkward. Kind of like, now where are we? Because she was just standing there just like, nope. All right.
Well, then now
okay.
Take the Diet Coke, please.
All right. Our culture is funny. I mean, it really is in so many ways, but one of them is whenever you talk about Jesus with people, it's not everybody, but a lot of people are like, oh, I don't believe all the miracles and stuff. I'm not into that business, but I like the things he said. Well, what's kind of funny, maybe not ha-ha about that, but like back in Jesus' day, they were way into the miracles, but the stuff he said actually got him crucified. It's very different, our reaction now. If you actually look at the things he said, he's equating himself with God. He's saying he has the power to forgive sins. He's making these claims that people could not handle. I think if somebody now says, no, I like the things he said, I'm like, really? Wow. Because he said some pretty amazing things about who he is. This is really hard to say. In fact, I may get in trouble for it. I may want to apologize for it later. We'll see how it comes out.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. But this being political season, I mean, it seems like it always is now anyway. But... do you think if Jesus showed up at a political rally or a cause rally, that he would just feed into the fever? Like, everybody's upset about this. Yeah, you're right. Here's what. Or would he say things that leave those people themselves, including me in the crowd, going, ouch. That's not what we wanted. We wanted you to tell us how right we are. We have a team here. We thought you were on the team. That's how he dealt with people back when he was walking the earth. In flesh and blood, they wanted him to go. They were facing injustice. They were the Jews at the time were facing injustice. Like, do it, give it to him. And he wouldn't. He would turn it on them, and leave them sputtering. In many cases, angry. when they were looking for a rally.
Yeah, they have experts for everything. This expert says that there's an age limit to certain things, like for instance, taping posters to your wall. Like, you can do that when you're a kid, but at some point you get old enough, like, stop taping posters.
Why?
No more tape. Like, get a print, put a frame around it.
And hang it up like an adult.
If you're 35 and you're still taping stuff. To me, I don't have a problem with it, but this person decided that that's the limit. Do you have any posters growing up?
I did. I had Michael Jackson, I think, and Prince, and maybe something else. What about you?
Thriller album?
Thriller, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Billie Jean. Yeah.
I had Dallas Cowboys poster, and I don't remember.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I had some Revolutionary War maps. So, what? What about you, Zach? How old are you?
32.
Did you have posters when you were a teenager, stuff you put up in your room?
Oh, boy, the one poster that I remember having as a kid was the one of those 3D posters that if you look at it funky, it turns into something else.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Did you look at it funky?
I did. Very
did you?
Remember Sticky Tack?
Oh, I love Sticky Tack.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I did that with my posters, too.
I used to make sculptures out of those, of chickens.
Okay, so I didn't do that. But I didn't, no. Well, that's where we part.
It doesn't have to be a conversation stopper.
I don't know where to go.
No, I did. I made really realistic-looking chickens with Sticky Tack. And, anyway. Holly, you got any posters?
Yes, I have a lot of posters, actually.
What are they
actually
of?
Sitting on my bed. My favorite boy band and another band I like.
One Direction?
I love that band. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're really old posters, like when they first came out. And then I have a poster of Anthem Lights.
Yeah.
I love that band. Oh, I have a tour poster too.
The guys from One Direction left, right?
Zayn did, yeah.
How do you feel about that? Are you all right with it?
I was a little sad, but now I'm kind of okay with it.
I thought that, aren't they breaking up?
No, we're not speaking of that.
I'm so sorry.
We do not speak of that.
I heard that they're all breaking up and that they admitted they lip-synced everything that they've ever done.
Oh my gosh, Brand, no. No, Brand, that's even worse.
I'm guessing that weeks back, you didn't make a New Year's resolution that went something like this. In 2016, I want to be dumber with my money. Probably not. If you did, I want to talk to you because you're one of the most interesting people.
What do you mean by dumber?
You really are, yeah. Well, it's really something. If by chance you wanted to do better with budgeting and stuff, you may want to look into MediShare. This is a different way of taking care of healthcare burdens. It's people sharing who are believers in Jesus coming together to take care of each other's burdens. If you're interested in it, all you have to do is go online or you can call.
Biblical Health. I don't know what I was going to say there.
I don't know. Biblicalhealthcare.com?
That is what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't know why it got stuck in the back of my throat there.
Mm, you should have it checked out.
And I can because I use MediShare.
Because she went to biblicalhealthcare.com. And now...
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine, except for that. That may be a brain thing. But it's all included.
Biblicalhealthcare.com or... 855-772-5699.
What we're trying to say is you could save a lot of money, and it could be a beautiful thing. Got a note from a woman who said that when she first started listening, she hated us and even contacted the station to say that I was a... You know what? She didn't hate us. She hated me.
Well, that's us, the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she specifically pointed out that I was a waste of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But you know what's neat is she wrote back and said, I kept listening and I realized, wait a second, this is not a waste of time at all.
Oh, good.
And she appreciates what we're doing.
Oh, no, that's nice.
Yeah.
And so unfortunately, a common theme. Well, not waste of time.
That comes up too.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.